All right, Jabosai, good morning, good morning. Let's continue a little bit in Meretz Hashem. So we are picking up in Os Samech Beis, page Kuf Mem Tes and Sidkas HaTzadik. We began this piece yesterday in Meretz. We're going to spend a few minutes now finishing up this first section. First section. So remember again, the Rebbe introduced us to this idea that there are certain milos, there are certain incredible qualities and certain incredible strengths that are in fact passed down generationally. The same way that a Kohen ultimately passes down his kahuna to his father, to his son. So, there are certain we'll call it degrees of righteousness, certain degrees of piety, certain degrees of holiness, which can be passed down ultimately again from father to son as well, or from parent to child. And even though, again, the idea normally when it comes to Ruchnius is your own job, right? Everything is in the hands of heaven except how much you fear heaven. In other words, your spiritual identity, that's up to you to create, to concretize, to solidify. Nevertheless, Umal Hashem es levavcha ves levav zarecha, there is the ability for a parent, nevertheless, to instill a heightened level of kedusha within their child. So the Rebbe goes on and he says very beautifully, I'm on page Kuf Mem Tes, in the Be'urei HaChassidus, that middle section over there, left-hand column, second paragraph down. K'moshe matzino be'inyan milos shem Yisra. This is very beautiful. The Rebbe said this could also be seen in the Maila, in the heightened level of the name Yisrael. Right, the name Yisrael. Hamora akach sheshorish todasa shakol Yehudi hu bikdusha. So the Rebbe here explains that the name Yisrael, right, which of course is the national identity of our people, the name Yisrael in and of itself represents this idea of an inherent holiness. Now, what does this mean? V'zacha Yaakov Avinu v'natla b'kinyan be'ezem nafsho. Yaakov Avinu was the one who went ahead and acquired this name. So remember again, when does Yaakov acquire the name Yisrael? This is after the fight with the Malach of Esav. Right after that incredible evening, right? Remember, right before he's about to encounter Esav, he fights Vayavik Ish Imo Adalos Ashachar. Yaakov Avinu has this struggle with this mysterious Ish until the morning. After that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, and it is then that the Ribono Shel Olam gives him the name Yisrael. Gives the name Yisrael. So again, so the Rebbe goes on. He says, "Ad shenikra mipi Hashem Yisparach b'shem zeh, omer lezacha v'horish malos shem zeh, l'chol zara acharav yiyeh mishi yiyeh." And then something amazing happened, which is Yaakov Avinu took that name and he bequeathed it to his children, so that for all future generations we are not known as Bnei Yaakov, but rather, again, we are known as Bnei Yisrael. So there's something. So Yaakov Avinu acquired that name, which is incredible, and we'll discuss the deeper meaning of it in just a moment. And then he went ahead and he bequeathed it to his children. So obviously, that name represents some level of spiritual accomplishment, because Yaakov Avinu acquired it after that tremendous struggle. So you would have thought, okay, Yaakov, good for you. Good for you. And by the way, we have precedent for this. The same way that Avram was changed to Avraham, right? And Sarai was changed to Sarah. People undergo things in life, they accomplish things in life, and they fundamentally change themselves. But, you know, it's not like the hay of Avram was passed down to Yitzchak, or that the yud of Sarai was passed down to Yitzchak. Interesting enough, relevant to this week's parasha, right? The Me'ach Chazal tell us that the yud of Sarai was given to Hoshea in this week's parasha, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu calls Hoshea ben Nun Yeshua, but a different topic. In any event, but interestingly enough, Yaakov Avinu's transformation into Yisrael, that identity is transferred down to his children, to us, to this very day. He goes on, Va'amnam, Malos Shem Yisrael hu mofia umiskala gamkin bekame chiluki madregos biltu safek. And this name Yisrael itself, represents, again, so many different levels of heightened and amplified Kiddusha. L'fi erech nefesh ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. And Yisrael means different things to different people in this world. Kimo chiluki ha'madregas shish b'chol ha'malos shun chulu l'tzeetzoi rashi adoros kol echad kifi b'chinos av ha'miyuchedes kimo voros la'alon v'hi milamata mitchil. So again, so what the Rebbe is highlighting over here is something very interesting. even when you have this idea of like bequeathed kedusha, right? This idea that is something the father can do and then transfer that kedusha to his son. So remember, let's say the father is transferring it to multiple sons. It doesn't vest in all the same sons the same way. The good example of this is to be like, for example, a father could be a kohen, right? So let's say we have Aaron a kohen. But Aaron a kohen, so obviously all of his sons are going to become kohanim. But interestingly enough, even in kahuna, there's a kohen hedyot, right? There's a regular kohen. There's a kohen gadol, high priest. There's a kohen mashuach melchama, a kohen who led the army out to war. So what do you see from here? That even within this type of kedusha that could be bequeathed, like this conferred kedusha, there's different levels. There's different levels. It doesn't manifest the same way. Everybody actualizes it in a different kind of way. And therefore, the Rebbe says over here, same thing with the Kedusha of Yisrael. When you have the Kedusha of Yisrael, that Kedusha also manifests itself in different ways in different people. So we all have it. But how it comes out in you and how it comes out in me is going to be two dramatically different things. He goes on, he says, V'mitchilo milamata mina ish hapacho shebi Yisrael, kigon amei ha'aretz, v'akal shebekalim, v'atatlech samadjega yosre al yonu me'alov, zu shal shorish kedusha Yisrael, shu Yaakov avinu alav ha'shalom bi'atzmo. And by the way, this kedusha of Yisrael can be found in everyone. It can be found from the greatest Am Haaretz, right? If there's, I don't know if it's the right term, but it can be found from the lowest Am Haaretz, right? The simplest person to the greatest tzaddik. We all have kedusha Yisrael. But it manifests itself in different ways. So the Rebbe is highlighting two things. Number one, that although generally Kedusha has to be earned and cannot be conferred, Kedusha has to be earned and cannot be bequeathed or inherited, there are certain types of Kedusha which absolutely are bequeathed and inherited. So ultimately, again, Kuhuna is the paradigm for that. But then the Rebbe says, what we call, and we'll say this is so incredibly important and beautiful, Kedusha Yisrael. Kedusha Yisrael. Kedusha Yisrael is saying that Yaakov Avinu earned and then ultimately again has been passed down to the generations to us to this very day. What the interesting part is, as much as it's conferred and bequeathed, at the end of the day it manifests itself in different ways for different people. No different than the kahuna. One kid could be the kohen gadol, one kid could be a kohen hedyot, one kid could be a kohen pasul, right? One kid could go ahead and become a shomo chama. So Kedusha Yisrael manifests itself in different ways. And I was saying, that was interesting to point out over here, and I found this very intriguing. The one thing the Rebbe doesn't really get into is what is Kedusha Yisrael? Like, what is this? What is this Kedusha? So just very quickly, because we only have another minute. So remember, if you look at the name Yisrael itself, so when Yaakov Avinu was given that name, Kedusha Yisrael, so Yisrael means Kisarisa im Elokim va'anashim va'tuchal. The Malach, actually the Ish, right, the Malach Yaakov Avinu was talking to, says, you have contended with Malachim, literally again with angels, and with men, and you have prevailed. That's key. So it's a contraction. Kisarisa, Yisrael, Kisarisa, you have contended, Im Anashim Elokim, ultimately again with men, with angels, Vatuchal. So all that is contracted into the name Yisrael, which means that the name Yisrael means the ability to overcome adversity. That's what it means. Well, after that night when Yaakov Avinu fought the Malach the entire night and held his ground. So remember, he did not emerge unscathed. He was very badly injured and he had that limp for the rest of his life. But the power of Yisrael, the name Yisrael means you could hold your ground with anything life throws your way. If you need to fight with men, you'll fight with men. If you need to fight with angels, you'll fight with angels. You might get battered, bruised, and broken, but you will not surrender. You will not yield. You'll hold your ground and you will remain standing until the sun comes up. That's the power. That's the power that Yaakov Avinu acquired through that fateful encounter. And that is the very power that he has bequeathed and conferred upon us to this very day. It's transferred Kedusha. What is the ultimate power of the Yid? What is the ultimate power of the Jew? It's the ability to deal with anything and everything that has come our way, and at the end of the day, still remain standing. Not without injury, not without getting beaten and battered and broken, but at the end of the day, no surrender. No surrender. That's the power we have as a nation, and it's the power that flows through our veins as individuals as well. We can deal with anything that life throws our way. It doesn't mean that it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's pleasant. It doesn't mean that there's not collateral damage. But what it means is, I got this. I got this. That's the power of Yisrael. And there's one more piece. If you just look at the just direct etymological root of Yisrael, Yisrael is made up of two words, which is Yashar Kel. Yashar Kel, which means straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the most incredible gift in the world, and that is a direct line to the Ribono Shel Olam. We don't need intermediate, even our concept of a Rebbe, or our concept, right? I don't need my Rebbe to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need my Rebbe, perhaps, to teach me Torah, to help me refine myself, to help me become the best version of me. But I don't need him to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu myself. I don't need any intermediaries. Yashar Kel. And perhaps, again, these two names are directly related. Why is it that we have the ability to contend with and deal with anything that comes our way, and nothing breaks us, and nothing destroys us, and we always hold our ground? Why is it that we can contend with anything? Because of Yashar Kel. Because of that direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of that direct nature of that relationship. Because of that connection. There's nothing that could break us. There's things that could hurt us. There's things that could wound us. There's things that could batter us. There's things that could break our heart into a million different pieces. But nothing's going to make me surrender. Nothing's going to make me yield. Nothing's going to make me give in or throw in the towel. That's Yisrael. Ki sarisim elokim anashim atuchal. Whatever I have to contend with, I will. Why? Yashar Kel. Because of that direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe says over here, that Kiddusha, that power, which was acquired by Yaakov Avinu, is something that has been passed down to our people to this very day. And I'll say, and what a tremendous Yisod. You know, you think about this. You think about, and I'm going to tell you just something amazing. We have to stop. This is the problem with doing our Tzadik. We have to stop. You know, yesterday we started up our women's shiur, and during the summer I'm doing it like on Tuesday mornings. And we were talking a little bit about the Meraglim, and I did a piece from the Piyajetzna, and it struck me so profoundly that here we are in the midst again of a war, in the midst of Iranian barrages, doing a piece by the Piyajetzna, right, from the Warsaw Ghetto, about the story of the Meraglim. It's like, just talking about it, it's just like, it's exhausting. It's just exhausting. So in one shiur, we've got Iran, the Nazis in Achshon V'Zichron, the Meraglim, hostages, all this stuff. And yet, again, what are we doing? We're moving. We're doing. That's Yisrael. And says the Piyajetzin, at the end of the day, that's the koach that Yaakov Avinu had and the koach that he passed down to us. All right, well, says Shkoyach, stop over here for today. Tremendous.